A significant number of service members are transitioning to civilian life and trying to get meaningful employment.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, during the next 4 years, more than 1 million service members will transition from military to civilian life. The federal government has made a commitment to help military service members find employment and offers a number of career assistance programs. However, a recent review by GAO found gaps in how agencies assess these programs to see if they are working. Today we talked to Cindy Brown Barnes, an expert on employment training programs and a director in our education, workforce, and income security team. Thank you for joining us, Cindy.
Thank you for having me.
So, Cindy, how effective are these career assistance programs for military service members and veterans?
Of the 45 programs across the federal government, most reported that they had set performance goals, and about a dozen had also evaluated their programs. For example, the Department of Labor reported setting goals for the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program. And this is a program which reintegrates homeless veterans into meaningful employment within the labor force. Their goals were to place 69% of participants in jobs at an average wage of $12.50 per hour. And they said that both of their goals were met in fiscal year 2016. And another example, the VA evaluated its vocational rehabilitation and employment program and found that veterans who got a job after completing the program reported a median income that was $18,000 higher than veterans who did not complete the program. However, 8 programs reported having no goals, specific performance targets. So for those 8 programs, we don't know whether they achieved their intended purpose.
So you've outlined some of the types of programs. What services are there under these programs?
The 45 programs generally provided 3 kinds of services: education, and these education services including professional certifications and license fees, and to maintain those certification and license fees. They included employment services, and these employment services include things such as job search assistance, job readiness and training, job referrals, and on-the-job training aspects. They also included self-employment, and what we saw was for self-employment services, there was training in business fundamentals and in developing a business plan. For example, 25 programs of them offered educational counseling, 22 offered resume assistance, and 12 offered mentoring. We also found that the programs were spread across 11 agencies, and they frequently overlap with each other by providing similar services to similar populations.
So it sounds like there are a lot of programs available to service members to find employment, but that the federal government may not be assessing how effective these programs are. Cindy, what do agencies risk by not tracking the outcomes of their programs?
A significant number of service members are transitioning to civilian life and trying to get meaningful employment, as are a number of veterans, spouses, and dependents. Given that the 45 programs span 11 agencies and they operate programs in the same broad areas, it's important to monitor whether these programs are achieving the intended level of performance. Otherwise, the agencies risk not knowing which programs are underperforming and need improving, and they also would not know how best to allocate the limited resources that are available.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is there are a lot of programs designed to help service members and veterans obtain civilian employment. And the federal government has invested about $14 billion in these programs. So agencies need to be more systematic about monitoring performance and demonstrating that their programs are effective.
That was Cindy Brown Barnes talking about GAO's recent review of federal programs used to help military service members and veterans find civilian employment. Thank you for your time, Cindy.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit gao.gov.